Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast AM. Connie Willis. Catch me at ConnieWillis.com. Catch me if you can. I remember there was a song called that. I have to remember who that was. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can. Oh, if you all remember it, let us know. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, we have our guest tonight is Anthony Sanchez, and he's talking about his Ghost Hunter apps as well as some other things because he's been a longtime friend of Coast to Coast. And so he's got a lot going on, the UFO world, the Dulce connection, all that kind of good stuff, which is totally interesting. I've been out there before myself, and it'd be fun to go out there with him. Anthony, we'll have to do a creepy hotspots together at one point. That'll be really fun.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It'll be so cool because we like to track stuff too, don't we?
You know, I wanted to mention, I had the pleasure of being on a couple of episodes of Beyond Belief with George and Ori.
Yeah.
And I met Tom, and you know, it was just an amazing experience. I'm so grateful.
Tommy's funny guy. I like his sense of humor. I love when he's on because we get to talk together on air. And yeah, I know you know the whole crew and everybody. What do you think of Boulder? It was like voted the number one place. What do you think? Because there's a lot of people there that are channeling ETs constantly, a lot of psychics, a lot of, you know, into that kind of thing, the enlightened consciousness side.
If you remember, a major part of the movie that I made was at the Boulderado Hotel.
You know, at the time, I didn't even recognize that. Oh, my gosh. So I was there.
Very haunted.
Which place was that? Was that where I was kicked down the steps?
Right. No, that was in Nevada. But Connie, I wanted to ask Tom about Paranormal Date. What about those people that want to hook up with Bigfoots?
With the Bigfoots, not Bigfooters, but true, Bigfoot. Just Bigfoots.
No, not Bigfooters. Those of us that want to hook up with an actual Bigfoot.
I think that's a new one coming out. It's a spinoff called BigfootDate.com, but I don't know if you want to deal with that.
That's
one.
A liability. We can't do that. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I want to shift over to the Bigfoot crowd.
You actually want to date a Bigfoot?
Yeah.
I'm being facetious, but maybe.
We're going with you. I don't know. You don't. No dropping of the soap.
Well, that's a new one on me, but you know, not right now. Not right now.
I'm just getting the visual. I'm going to take you out, Anthony, and you're gonna see one. You're gonna go, I retract.
I'm pretty sure about it. But anyhow, no, I'm just being facetious.
Trying. Oh, that. Okay. No, we know that. We're just messing with you back because there's no way you'd want to do that.
At Amazon, there's a whole subculture of people that buy books on the topic of humans being with Bigfoot. It's kind of crazy, but it actually exists.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of history in that too, and then what? There's a lot of stories about that. There's a lot of books. You're exactly right, written about that, and then the being that comes from that. So there's a lot of and people have some pictures and stuff too. So it's interesting that you bring that up.
I know you're probably familiar with some of the cases of the purported hybrids that have resulted from encounters between Bigfoots and humans. It's amazing, but there are actual people that have claimed this.
Yes.
It's part of the whole cryptozoology thing, but it's definitely something that people have claimed.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of big stories about that. See, we're going to take you into the Bigfoot world next. That's next for you. I love it because that'll be great with the apps. And now,
I interviewed somebody at Dulce, New Mexico back in 2012. He worked in law enforcement, and what most people don't realize is that the areas between Dulce and Taos, New Mexico, is filled with stories of hybrids.
Yes,
that come from the Dulce facility, and they definitely fall in the cryptozoology, arena because they're hybrids of humans and animals. And he described 19 encounters in livid detail. And it was just amazing. And, I had representatives from the AFSCME organization, from MUFON, in attendance with me when we interviewed this guy. And it was just amazing that, winged creatures, hoofed creatures, hybrids, it's not all ETs. There's a lot more happening at Dulce.
And when I very first went there the first time, I was sitting outside of the casino there. It's a little small spot, everybody, that you can go to that's a hotel and a casino. Yep. And on the reservation. And I sat right outside of that casino and somebody came out. They had, I guess it's what, you got to be 18 or something. Whoever it was, they were like at that exact age. There's no question. And I just thought, I'm going to ask one of these people about where to go because I was there with someone. We were trying to figure out where do we go on this reservation to see what at the time we were all about the underground and the ET and all the disc flying around, all that kind of stuff. So I asked somebody about that just out of the blue. And, that's one area you can ask anything and people go, they don't look at you funny. And the guy had said, oh, yeah, we have that happening all the time. And he pointed to where I could go. But he said, but more so, we have some other thing. He said, there's a lot of Bigfoot around here. He said, and there's a lot of other things. I don't know what they are. He said, but they'll just run by the house. You'll see them just running by the window. And he spoke of it as. What's that?
So many reports of creatures there.
Yeah, lots. Yeah. Lots. And he said, too, here was something interesting, too. He said, you could look outside, okay, and let's say there's a house across the street, maybe five trees in the yard, and it would actually look like everything was going to the left. What he saw in front of him would be moving to the left, and a lot, not a little, where did that happen? But it would just be moving, wow. Yeah, and that's something when people see that. I hear that from the psychic spies a lot. I've heard that from Lynn Buchanan a lot.
Right. Mexico, that whole region is got to be one of the most mystifying regions of the country. Farmington to Dulce, it's all the way to Taos, up to Colorado. It's just, there's so much strangeness there.
Yes. And just going through a drive that way. And who is it? One of our buddies has a app that they're putting out where you can go through. I think it might just be Colorado and the San Luis Valley. Christopher O'Brien.
Chris O'Brien.
Yeah. Chris O'Brien. Yeah. He's got like an app. I don't know if it's done yet or not, where it's got all the places that you want to go if you're in the area to drive to, and you can see where, you know, famous spots were of activity. I thought, well, that's really cool, Chris, to put that together. So, yeah, you would know that.
He wrote the book on the tricksters.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a lot of work there in San Luis Valley. He's probably the preeminent expert in that whole, you know, region, especially with dealing with you know, the cattle mutilations and the various Native American peoples from around the area, and seeing all the history.
Yeah, he spoke of the ant people.
Yeah, I met him in 2011 in Angel Fire, New Mexico.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's an incredible area, and that's where, and I haven't gotten to talk to you about yet, where I've seen, you know, Bigfoot, Dogman, and the beams of light were the creepiest things of all. That, because you just never think you're going to see beams of light. You know, you hear about them. Hollywood uses them all the time in the films. But when you actually see them, it's like, oh my gosh, Hollywood nailed it. And it's absolutely amazing. When you see it, you've seen them too. So, you know, it's like, that's when you go, that is not of us.
Yes. You know, definitely otherworldly.
Yeah,
no doubt. You know, I was with David Weatherly, another researcher. He wrote a book on the Black Eyed Kids.
Yeah.
He and I were in Area 51, and we had night vision goggles and a whole bunch of other equipment.
Nice.
Geez, it must have been, I think it was 17 degrees out. It was cold. But we were out there late at night, and we saw essentially a laser show being put on by the military. But these were laser beams being shot through the clouds into space. For what reason, we don't know. But it was weird.
Wow.
Yeah, that was something.
And it is something to be able to do, to go to the places and bring that, you know, just to see that. And to be able to bring it to other people is cool. That's kind of the thing I try to do. But it's just really something to see that, because your whole life changes and your perspective is totally different. And even more so, what you just came out of near death, and just coming, your whole life has changed when you see those things. Your perspective is different. You know, everything you were taught is like, okay, forget that. But then what you came through, and with what you do to make these apps, to be able to communicate and to locate, and then to come from a whole different realm of it after what just happened with you, is really cool that it comes across in a more spiritual way. And I like the way you talk about what they are too. And I want you to describe them here well. And that, but that is what I really respect even more so on this next batch of them, is that you have this perspective of, hey, you guys, very spiritual, also from being there. And this is just a tool. This is all it is, a tool, and you got to use it right. You know, it's not just going to just turn on. It's going to work for you. You got to respect and do this in a way that is meaningful. And it's just a tool. It's just a tool.
Yeah.
You can do it without a tool.
Right. You know, and I always tell people, you know, so does Steve Huff, you know, your better folks inside of the IGC field are going to tell you that no physical spirit box or ITC app can deliver results unless you possess a true connection or a spirit is eager to talk. You know, it goes back to this incredible nature of the spirit world experience. I always tell people it's like a puzzle. The solution is dormant. It's within us. We simply need to be awake to solve it.
Yeah. How is Steve doing?
Oh, he's doing great. He just released an app. He moved to a real pretty part of the country. I don't know where, but it's gorgeous. The pictures I see on Facebook. He's out in the middle of the woods out there, and he's having a wonderful time. And I'm really happy for him. You know, him and Debbie are doing wonderful.
Oh, she was great.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Steve just released an app, you know, an ITC app. It's fantastic. And I think that's the wave of the future, because so many people are using phones now and tablets, but predominantly phones. Everybody has a phone. it's just the natural progression of things. So I had to do the same thing. You know, I released an entire suite of apps for the phone.
Before you talk about those,
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, me too. And before you talk about those, because we might have to wait till the next segment, because I don't want to cut you off on it. Now, I cannot wait, because when I go out and do the things I do, or even, you know, there's times I want to do a Where's Willis with George Norrie, and I'm so far deep into Rockies or mountains somewhere across the United States or somewhere deep where there's no signals. Now I'm looking forward to Elon doing what he's doing so that, you know, Elon Musk, so that we can have these signals. Do you believe that's going to be a fix for us with signals? I know that you would probably know this answer, or is there another answer out there that we need?
Well, there's so many different ways of interpreting, you know, the various technologies. For instance, the Bluetooth technology, it's reading, you know, electromagnetic frequency, which the sun produces, you know, people produce, machinery produces. So you don't necessarily need to be online. But the advent of this Skynet from Elon Musk is just an interesting proposition.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.